The pro-life movement isn't over, nor should it weaken with the end of Roe v. Wade. Getting rid of Roe has never been the movement's sole motivator. Not so long ago, striking down Roe seemed a near impossibility. But pro-lifers were busy supporting pro-life candidates, passing restrictions on abortion, counseling abortion-minded women, and providing for their needs. All of these efforts must continue. Leaders elected partially due to their claims to be pro-life can and should be held accountable to enact policies to protect unborn babies and help mothers facing unwanted pregnancies. There's no excuse. Laws they pass will no longer be challenged based on Roe. Let's be clear. The Supreme Court did not ban abortion. It simply struck down federal protections for abortion. Consequently, states now have greater latitude to pass legislation protecting the unborn. Tony Perkins, president of Family Research Council, is grateful that the tyranny of Roe has ended. FRC has long been stalwart in the battle for life, and its posture is not so much jubilant as solemn, recognizing the enormity of the responsibility that remains. Mr. Perkins articulates the task ahead, stating, "What the court has done is an act of repentance, out of which we bring forth the fruit of repentance, rebuilding a culture of life in America." John Stemberger, president of the Florida Family Policy Council, put out a post-Roe strategy, Thinking Clearly After Roe. It's available online and in booklet form. He points out that the end of Roe means we'll need to ramp up to serve more abortion-minded mothers with unexpected pregnancies who will not have easy access to abortion. Pregnancy resource centers, already doing great work in every state, will need more private and public support. Mr. Stemberger also encourages efforts to educate the public regarding the science and beauty of early human development. The child in the womb is made in the image of God and has dignity. Pro-lifers continue to act upon that truth. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.